Yeah, that was tough, eh? I mean, the course is showing some teeth for sure, and I had a hot putter today. I think I wouldn't be surprised if I'm leading the putting stats after a day like that. It was there were a lot of ones on my putting stats for sure.
What was it about the putting that clicked this afternoon?
I've been, do you know what, since Saudi Arabia, kind of my first event of the year, I struggled a little bit there. Obviously, we play under lights and things, and then I got to Australia and I improved every day with a putter, and then today I just felt really comfortable. You know, these kinds of greens are what I play in George, you know, when I'm at home most of the time, you know, a little bit of Poana and some bent in there, so kind of feels easy to see the lines, and they're a very comfortable speed because of the expected wind, so it's fun to putt on them for sure.
And did you enjoy teeing it up at Stellenbosch?
I mean, what a vibe, eh? What a venue. I mean, they've done an amazing job, everybody involved. I think the agronomy team and everybody who's put money into getting this course into some incredible shape. I mean, I got lucky today in some patches, but you know, there's other patches that you don't get so lucky in, and that's, you know, testament to a good golf course. I think you can look at the scoring, it's pretty fair for a golf course of this length. It's very fair, and it's going to show its teeth the rest of the weekend for sure.
Talk us through that drive at 17.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, I hadn't really driven it amazing up to that point, but I've actually worked on like a straight drive with my coach Grant quite a lot, trying to get like a very on a right to left wind instead of trying to fade it, trying to hit it straight. And it just set up perfect for that, straight over the tall pine tree, cut the corner, and yeah, I didn't see where it pitched, but went just over the green. But yeah, that was one up the middle, so I'm happy.
Fantastic. Having played your way into a good position on day one, obviously it's early days, but I mean, it probably gives you a lot of positive momentum going into the next three.
Yeah, I think so, Brad. I think, you know, Thursdays, you don't win a tournament on Thursdays, but you can play yourself out of a tournament on a Thursday. So I'm happy not to do that. I think there are a few really good scores, and I see a couple guys still on the golf course that are doing well. So I'm proud of the way I hung in there. It was, you know, to only make two bogeys on a golf course like this is good in the wind, and obviously to make seven birdies is special.
Thanks for your time, Dean.
No problem, Brad.